difference. Don't be such a silly grin. It's the same old thing.
We've checked the dictionary. Now here's a commentary on life abroad and all it brings.
Hello. Hi, everyone. My name's Natalia and this is my voice.
Hello, I'm Kat and this is... my voice. We're just mixing it up a little
Kat.
Bit. All apologies. We said Tootman's
excuse.
What can we say?
Man.
If you keep saying Tootman's excuse, it means nothing.
It's worthless.
It's worthless.
It's worth nothing than like this piece of sheet of paper.
Exactly. Excuse yourself. And then the other one he wanted me to buy is top up. I mean, at least if I got to get swindled,
you know,
it'd be like
what?
€5.
No, imagine these men now watching the Tinder swindler going, oh my God, I'm out here asking for phone top up when my man is doing that private
isn't
jet.
It?
I'm doing small fry.
Yeah,
oh
you're
my God.
Trying to small fry me out of my €20. I said, but the thing is, in France, it's like not easy to buy top up, man. You have to go places. He wanted me on a Saturday to drive in my car to the
what?
Supermarket to
Pee
get
off.
Top up.
Pee
and then
off.
And then he told me, then he said, oh no, I could phone this number. I said,
listen, mate.
All these numbers
all
these, and
the. No, I'm too lazy.
Listen, what? Don't you have a family? You know? And if you don't have family or a friend, then I can't be with you because I need someone who's got relationships with their family. Not just me and you against the world. €20 top up. And he was a businessman. He's telling me he had successful business. Why are you on a contract like that? Sans engagement. It needs to be a monthly contract. Why are you on a contract like that?
Sans engagement.
Top up. Pay as you go.
Because
it's the 90s.
I think love is it's such a sort of sensitive area. It's such an unstable ground, isn't it? Everyone's just trying to find their way, and you
find
someone that you think you can trust and you could develop and love and build a life with. It's all lies.
It's all lies.
You don't
it's
even
like
care
a,
about the person. Just
what
care
did the songwriter say?
What did the songwriter say?
Had a way.
Where is love?
What is love?
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt
don't
me.
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me no more.
You know those songs? They got the real meaning.
But that's what, Kevin, I'm thinking of it like, we were used to just sing that out.
What is love?
Yeah, but it's true. What is love?
Yeah.
Baby, don't hurt me, man.
Analyze that for me, Natty.
Don't hurt me.
A repetition.
Don't hurt me no more.
Oh, my gosh. 1 year without a friend, and now I've got a friend. So
got
we were
me?
Laughing. Yeah. But, you know, you're a family friend. You're my family friend. Yeah, my sister, my bestie. But yeah.
So am I your bestie?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, I've got loads. So we were.
One of them. Isn't it awkward when people say, "Are you my best friend?"
I know, but
and you know in your head that you've
not.
Got multiple.
But do you know what I don't like?
Or someone calls you your best friend.
And
you
yeah,
know
you're
that
like, oh, sugar. Yeah. But you know what I don't like? I really don't like this, but this is because I've got big heart, you see.
Yeah.
I don't like when people always insist that they have friends and acquaintances, you know, and they like say, oh, you know, I've got my close friend and I've got my acquaintances and not everybody can be my close friend. For me, you could be my close friend after 2 minutes of meeting. You're my friend. My friend is my friend. I just give it all out there. Give it all out.
Give it away.
But people are just a bit
give
more
it away,
reserved.
Give it away.
My friendship, man. My friendship's up for the taking. You know, if you want to be my friend, all you have to do, right?
If
these
you
want to
be my friend, gotta get with my
sister.
Lover.
My sister. Friendship lasts forever. Friendship never ends. Remember we went karaoke and that girl sang
it. Oh my God, guys! Sorry that we are jumping around from subject to subject, but there's so much to talk about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobiles? If you did, then maybe, darling, we can chill.
Nice.
But I don't think you do. So you and me are through.
Yeah, I prefer the Destiny Child version.
No, Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews version. So, guys, that's really what I do with my pastime, actually.
Oh, a little boring.
Catherine. Boring. It probably is boring.
boring, boring. You are so boring. Your favourite pastime is singing like Julie Andrews.
I love to sing.
What
like
a bore you are.
Julie Andrews.
What a bore.
We can do that together.
Yeah.
Do you know it, Kat? Because Kat can't sing.
I'll get it.
Just go.
Trust me.
A deer, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long way to run. So, a needle upon a thread. La, a note that follows song. I drink with jam and bread, and I bring.
Okay, you repeat. Go, Catherine.
Then a deer, a drop of golden sun. You can I call myself far, a long way to run.
What?
My note was there.
Cat, you went out of tune and made me sound out of tune.
I hit my note. So, I need a
Catherine
friend.
Cannot stay in tune.
But we were just to bring it back, because we are the sisters that are in France.
Oh yes.
So we want to talk about the Frenchmen. We do talk about Frenchmen
sometimes.
Do we talk about Frenchmen? Yeah, but you know
about Frenchmen.
Well, I don't know. The bit what I'm learning now. Excuse me, I'm not an insult. It's an observation. Don't come for me and just take away my carte de séjour and send me back to England. I like being here. But what I noticed about French people, they're very serious, aren't they?
Serious.
They're very serious and sincere. Now, when I write a text message, I will include a lot of emojis.
Yeah.
Sometimes hearts, sometimes face with a heart eyes, sometimes flowers. I just include them all.
Yeah.
And I just talked to this guy, and it turned out that I was talking to another guy as well, and he got a bit sad about that. He said, oh, but you put all these hearts in your messages.
I said, well, I thought I'm the only one.
That's how he said I was misleading him.
Oh my God.
And he was the one that kind of turned me down first. And I said, no, that's how I write, you know. I write with emojis. You know, I'm a colourful kind of person.
Back in the day, because obviously my husband's French, and back in the day when we were serious, I was like to my girlfriends, look, get yourself a French guy. Like, you won't have to worry. You don't have to ask questions. Yeah. Where you stand.
Yeah.
You're going to know.
Yeah.
You kiss them once and they're boyfriend, girlfriend. They don't understand pulling culture.
I know. You said that to me the other day.
They don't understand pulling, man.
Yeah. They're very sincere. They're very serious. There's one guy, just on my conversation app, I was talking to him and he was giving me lots of advice and just sharing about French culture, and I found him very interesting. I thought, if I've got a question, I'm just going to ask him. It's like my Google.
Pose une question.
I'm going to pose a question. So I asked him a bit of a question. I've got this issue with my car. And he said to me, I'm very touched and honoured that you will share and open up about your personal life and your personal problems. I thought, this is a problem about my car. I'll tell anyone about my car. I'll tell a stranger about my car.
Eloise.
I'll tell my car. Eloise is my car in the UK. This is Freya Winsome.
Freya Winsome.
She got a bit of an issue. So I will tell a stranger about that. But he was really touched.
Oh my God.
That I opened up about my car.
Up.
Yeah, and I just thought, oh, lighten up, mate. Lighten up. It's just the blooming jam jar. It's just a piece of metal at the end of the day. It's not about my dreams.
Metal with a go faster stride. Remember my friend who had just come from France?
Yeah.
And he was the brother of my friend.
Yeah.
He, for some reason, he was in the area, and he was a very eclectic kind of guy. He was kind of like, do you know those guys that you see at those world music festivals?
Yeah.
He's a WOMAD kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
He came to the gym on his rollerblades and his flute in his hand. And he
Piper.
He came like a Pied Piper on his rollerblades. And he just came to cheer me up.
Because he didn't know, or he just...
I feel like he was in the area.
Maybe he
sensed
it with the vibrations.
He could have sensed it with the vibration. But
the
somehow,
energy.
He came there and he was like, I'm going to take you out for Valentine's Day. And I was like, thank you.
Friends are good.
So he had
boy
his roller skates.
And
everyone in this gym was like, proper like, city people. So after work, we went to Central London. We walked from Aldwych up to Leicester Square, and we had dinner together.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Do you know those people were going around holding with roses?
Yeah. He bought you one.
He bought me a rose, a single rose.
You know, you are
but this
loved.
Was a proper friendship thing.
Friendship love.
friendship love, that romantic friendship.
Yeah.
And I just needed him in that moment because I was so upset. And he was just the right person to be with me on that day.
Yeah.
We watched a French series.
Lupin season two. Came back. Yay.
So we watched Lupin season one.
Here.
Yeah. Mm. But what I'm saying is, what are you saying here? Here, here. Like, you agree?
And we watched it here. I thought you might think we watched it somewhere else.
Where does it matter where we've watched it?
Because it means...
that I watched it on the moon.
No.
Does it change what I'm going to say, Kat?
No, but we were together. We watched it here. You might have thought we might not have been together here in France. This French expat experience.
Oh, here in France.
Yeah,
oh,
we watched it in France. Can here. Ici. Aquí.
Listen, but I was so... Oh, my God. I was so, this episode one really did me over.
Yeah, yeah.
Done me in. So, Asen finally finds the chateau and then he handcuffs or locks the cop in the car,
in the
doesn't
car,
he? And
because he says, I know who you are.
Yeah,
you're a cop.
You're a cop. Yeah, and how long do I have until the others are coming? Your comrades. How long are they coming? So he locks the guy in the car. Then he goes into the chateau, looking, searching. You know, it's all dark and
dark,
everything.
Dark, suspenseful.
And, you know, creeping around.
And he's got a broom. I think he found a broom.
He found something or other. They're creeping around. Then eventually he finds the guy, don't they? So they have a little fisticuffs.
The shotgun goes off, they're fisticuffing, and then Lupin manages to throw him out the window.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, good, man, a man's a goner.
Isn't
he's
it?
Not moving.
Dead.
So Benjamin leaves the Jacques dog with Asen, and Asan's like, yeah, of course I'll take the dog. So he takes the dog, and then he puts on some music, and he's cooking to some Marvin Gaye or something like that,
isn't he?
What
a lovely man.
And he's dancing, and he's got this loud music in his apartment, cooking, and he's chopping away.
Yeah.
And he's having the time of his life, considering.
He
maybe he thought, you know, well, jubilation, my son is safe.
I know, now he's got a dog, and he's going to have some nice beef bourguignon.
It wasn't beef bourguignon, and that's not racist. It could have been anything.
Chicken, I think.
Chicken.
He was cutting meat, wasn't he?
I don't know what it's cutting.
See, she don't pay attention.
You said chicken because he's black. I'm joking.
He's African. I did think it was an African dish he was doing.
It could have been. That would have been a really nice little
Senegalese
characterization. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Senegalese food. Mm. Oh my God, that Senegalese restaurant in Lyon.
Okay, we're going.
Thank you.
Come with.
Oh my God, I think it's called Dakar. It's called something Dakar. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Let's go now.
Yeah, we're going to go. Anyway, let's not digress. We're doing so well.
Yeah.
So, Asan's there, back turned, and this assailant guy walks in and he's getting his Glock. I think that's what they call guns,
isn't
it?
Oh, nice.
Right?
Well, what, in French?
No.
Oh.
Just like gun to... Catherine is so innocent.
Glock, I'm like, that's not a French word. Sounds more like Dutch.
Can I just start with Jonathan Bailey?
Oh,
can I just start with the actor who plays Anthony Bridgerton?
Oh, he's lovely, isn't he?
Catherine's
lovely in real life.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Because all of you lot now, only looking at Jonathan Bailey now.
Were you the first?
Catherine.
Look, she likes to claim, you know.
Listen, Kat, Bridgerton season one, I followed Jonathan Bailey straight away.
He was a rake then.
He was a rake.
Now he's a gentleman.
His character.
Yeah,
right?
Now he's correct. He's a gentleman. But in season one, he was a rake.
Yeah, he was. But Catherine, can we just talk about...
Yeah, you were the first to spot him.
I was
him.
The first one.
His potential.
To spot his potential when he had those... massive sideburns.
Anthony. He hasn't had the big sideburns.
They cut him off.
Trimmed it.
They trimmed it down for
season
two.
Got for shape up.
But
they should have showed us him having a shape up in the barbers.
Didn't they do a barber scene?
No,
I don't know.
No.
But he is absolutely gorgeous.
He's charming, isn't
and
he?
And he's charming. And I think he played Anthony so well.
Yes, because we see his struggles.
We see his struggles with his emotions. We get that backstory, don't we?